You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
When you buy all the stuff you buy, do you know where it comes from?
Hi, this is Tom from Bloomfield. I actually work in the container industry. You know, I think it's crazy that stuff that we can grow here, like, you know, especially the food that we're buying it from overseas just to save some multinational corporation a few dollars. But there's certain things that we do have to import. But food especially, people should buy locally. It's just crazy to buy it from overseas.
You tell us, in this container world that we live in, does it matter where your stuff comes from? Are there countries you won't buy from? Will you only buy cars made in the USA? Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We do live in a container planet.
We do. And yes. Speaking of containers,
yes,
John,
indeed.
This week a special box is traveling the United States, having logged tens of thousands of miles around the world. It's a box created by our partners at the BBC to essentially put a face and a few products on this notion of globalization. For a year, it's been traveling. And for more on this sociological adventure, we turn now to the BBC's Jeremy Hillman, who is joining us from London. And he's the editor of business and economics for the BBC and the founder of this project. Good morning, Jeremy, and good to talk to you again.
It's lovely to talk to you. I'm very happy to be on WMYC.
Oh, excellent. Now, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, funnily enough, I got the idea from a book called The Box, which was written by a very lovely New York-based author called Mark Levinson, which told the story of the global container industry and how the humble shipping container was more important for the growth of the global economy and world trade than the microchip. And it was something I hadn't really thought about before. I'd seen them on the freeways and I'd seen them out and about. But to think of the importance of these shipping containers and what they've done for the global economy was fascinating.
And they're so low tech, just a simple old container, been around a long time. Where has your container been and what has it picked up?
Well, we started the project in September. So far, it started off in the UK and we launched it down in Southampton in the south coast of the UK. It then went up to Scotland and took a huge shipment of Scotch whiskey over to Shanghai. We're now being drunk in the bars of Shanghai, I'm sure. And from there, it went to Japan. And from Japan, it arrived on the west coast of your country, of the USA, just a week or so ago. And we've been telling the story of its arrival there, loaded with tape measures and other bits and pieces.
From where? Tape measures from where?
Tape measures that were constructed in the factories in Shanghai.
So the idea is
the workshop of the world.
So the idea is to load up stuff from one location and take it to another location and get indigenous stuff from that location and to tell the story of where stuff comes from, how it gets around.
To go back to the beginning, this is a real working box. We wanted to find a way to tell the story of the global economy, of internationalization, in a real tangible way that people could see and they could feel and they could understand. So we're not controlling what goes in this container. It's really traveling the world. It's going wherever it goes. And we've bolted on satellite transmitter to it so that our people can track it online. They can see exactly where the container is at any time of the day or night, what's in this container. And what we're trying to do as a broadcaster is tell the stories behind the world trade. Who are the guys making the stuff that's going in this
so
container?
Tell us
How
a
are
story.
They living? Who
tell
are the guys
story,
consuming
Jeremy.
Stuff coming out?
Tell us a story about one of the things in the box.
Well, I mean, I tell you what was fascinating. World trade it's a very hard to understand concept. You know, balance of payments, what does that mean? Exchange rates, what impact do they have on the way we live our lives? And actually what we found was there's an amazing success story. We're living in very gloomy times right now. But Scotch whiskey makers up in Greenock in Scotland, and they're making Chivas Regal whiskey. They're having a great time because they're exporting tons of this stuff to the new middle classes in China because the UK pound sterling is very weak at the moment. And therefore, suddenly, British exports are looking pretty good for our international buyers.
Well, so, the Chinese are losing so much money on the stock market, they want to drink scotch
heavily.
They
need to drink to keep themselves
cheerful. Yeah, I think that's the deal. You know, Jeremy, you're not controlling what goes in this box, so you're going to be in trouble if a lot of nuclear warheads or SARS virus gets in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, the moment that 100 kilograms of heroin turns up somewhere, I'm in big trouble and I'm probably out of a job.
Who is deciding what goes in and how does the box get directed to its next location?
Well, we're working with a shipping company, a very large one of the world's top 10 shipping companies, NYK, who have been very helpful in working out all the logistics of this project with us. So we didn't buy the box. We've paid a little for the branding of the box. We're obviously paying for some of the satellite tracking and we're paying for the coverage around the stories that we're doing. But NYK, the shipping company, is using this box as one of their real boxes that's traveling the world, and they're booking with their normal suppliers and manufacturers and retailers as they would do normally. And we're in constant contact with them and planning the next stage. So what happens is each time we're a couple of weeks away, they'll say, right, the box is now heading off to XYZ, and we'll make sure we've got a correspondent in place ready to greet it coming in.
Jeremy, any thought about the containers themselves? I mean, often after they've stopped carrying stuff around the world, they have a life as shelter, or I've even heard of them being made into mobile clinics in certain places in Africa.
Well, it's very funny you should say that, and you've obviously very well read on this subject. But our box, we got an offer a month or so ago from a charity that would like to turn our box into a classroom. And NYK, the shipping company, has very kindly agreed to donate the box, and it will go to Africa and become a classroom at the end of the project, which is fantastic because it gives it a lasting legacy.
Jeremy, last question quickly. What have you learned about the relations between and among nations in this journey?
Well, I think what we've been able to do, Adora, is actually, because we didn't launch this product, we didn't know what was going to happen with the global economy. And what's happened has been dramatic and incredibly suspenseful. And we've been able to use the box as a device to really try and understand what's happening in the global economy. One example is that the cost of shipping stuff around the world in the last few weeks has plummeted dramatically. It used to cost about $2,500 to send something from Shanghai back to Europe. That's now a fraction of that cost. And it's just showing that fewer and fewer goods are moving around the world as we go into what looks like being a pretty horrible global slump.
So the box is traveling through the U.S. If people want to get a peek, where's it going to be? Quick.
Well, listen, if any of your listeners want to go to bbc.com/the box, they'll be able to track it as it travels across the states. I believe it's going to be going through New Mexico, through Texas, Iowa, Illinois. It ends up in New Jersey in, is it Tremont or Tremont? I'm not sure of the pronunciation. And it's going to get unloaded there. And then we think the next leg of the journey is going to be taking probably paper from New Jersey down to Brazil.
Well, thank you very much. I think I'm probably the last person on the planet who should try to correct you on a pronunciation of something. But Jeremy, it's been a great pleasure to have you. We really enjoyed your time.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Jeremy Hillman is the BBC editor of Business and Economics, and he is the founder of the special box, the BBC box.
He said freeways, and everyone knows it's motorways. Femi OK has the headlines.
Is there any other kind of way? Good morning. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.